Well, I hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast. I hope that the music is uplifting, that the time of prayer and the thoughts that are shared are encouraging you. As we start chapter 3 today of 1 Thessalonians, let me read this passage, beginning in verse 1. So when we could stand it no longer, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens. We sent Timothy, who is our brother and co-worker in God's service in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith so that no one would be unsettled by these trials. For you know quite well that we are destined for them. In fact, when we were there with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted. As it turned out that way, and as you well know, for this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter had tempted you and that our labors might have been in vain. This passage is excellent in revealing some very human issues for us as we understand the development of the early church in the character of God and the character of Christ. First of all, we understand that God intends for us to encourage one another. When we look at the passage, it says that Timothy was sent to strengthen and encourage you in your faith, to strengthen and encourage one another in our faith. That is part of the goal of our service to one another, is to be an encouragement. And it says that this encouragement came so that no one would be unsettled by trials, so that we recognize that while we are all in Christ, while we are headed for a heavenly destination, there will be trials, there will be struggles. Life goes on. Circumstances are only made joyous by our connection with Christ. Suffering is real. Trials are real. But as we encourage one another in Christ, we rise above that. The passage also points out to us the reality of spiritual battle. Paul says, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter had tempted you and that our labors might have been in vain. So we know that the tempter is working against the body of Christ to try to cause us to be concerned with our circumstance and to be robbed of our joy because of the suffering we might face. The encouragement we get from the saints lifts us above that temptation to turn from our faith because we're feeling persecuted or feeling troubled. Paul recognized the reality of that spiritual warfare. Also, another side note, it says, I was afraid that in some way the tempter. I was afraid. We as Christians often feel as though we don't have a right to the regular course of human emotion, that we can't feel fear, that we can't feel sad, that we can't feel despair. But Paul makes it clear throughout his writings that he has a full range of human emotion. He was strengthened in his fear by the faith of those whom he had led to Christ and the church that had been planted at Thessalonica, but he wasn't without fear. Remember, courage is not the absence of fear, it's the will to go on despite fear. In our faith, we need courage. Courage not as some inhuman emotion. We're going to feel all of the regular and normal courses of emotion that humans feel. But our objective is to continue to trust God, to know that God stands with us. In Proverbs, we read, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. In Psalm 55, it says, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. We are sustained in our faith by the love and care of God, the reminder that he is with us always, even to the end of the age, and that at the end of the age will begin the new age where Christ is king, where life is good, where all the tears are gone, and all justice prevails. In the meantime, encourage one another. Be with one another, encouraging one another to do what is right, encouraging one another to remember that God loves us. Have a great day.